Hey, I'm Angela Bell, and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. I'm excited to really keep these interviews going for Women's History Month. We're going to be talking today to business owner Anitra Terrell. She is the founder of Reflection Designs, and it is an African home decor brand. For me, I'm so excited to have this interview. Believe it or not, this is the first time that Anitra and I have actually talked to each other. We have been friends on Instagram for years. I have truly enjoyed her business. I have purchased pieces from her. I've had clients buy from her. I've styled pieces for her in the past that I was like, yes, send me them. I want to lifestyle them for you. So this is just going to be really great to actually talk to this person. One day we'll get to see each other in person for sure when I come down to Atlanta again. But I think there's just a lot here. If you are a business owner and you're looking for new opportunities to expand your brand, if you also are just struggling with production delays and you're going, what are some new things that I could do to kind of generate the business? I think Anitra has a lot of tips and tricks for that, that I think you should listen to, that'll be really invaluable.
Many people have been asking me, how can they support my business? And let me tell you, if you're listening to this podcast, you are already on the right path. So just make sure that you subscribe and share it with your friends and family. But a second thing you can do is sign up for my Skillshare class, The Art of Styling Your Room, How to Create a Mood Board. In less than 15 minutes, you will have all the tools you need to begin to design your dream space. I will also provide feedback on Skillshare and share students' work on my Instagram feed. So on that note, let's get started with the show.
Good afternoon, Anitra. Welcome to the Mood Board Podcast. I am very excited to have you on the show. As you know, I am a fan of your business. We have been connected and communicating for years. I have had some of your products and done some fun styling in the past. I have some of your beautiful fans for my home tour with Better Homes and Gardens coming up this year. So I am so excited to dig into Reflection Designs and talk about everything about your business.
Angela, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. I feel like this is long overdue.
Yes.
Like you said, like we've been, social media friends and
yes.
Just, you know, supportive of one another for so long. So to actually have the opportunity to sit down and talk with you is amazing. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I realized when I sent you these questions are out of order. I'm like, oh, that can't be the first question. So here it is. For first time listeners, share with us, how would you describe Reflection Designs and really what made you want to start the business?
Reflection Design is an Afro-modern home decor brand for people who love heirloom quality pieces that create a sense of connection to African culture. Mm. They love home decor that tells a story that comes directly from the hands of the artisans that make them and are a conversation piece in their home. Mm-hmm. Items that help to tell their story and reflect who they are and who they aspire to be. I started Reflection Design after being laid off from work back in 2013. Mm. And while thinking about what my next step was gonna be, I sat and thought, what were the happiest moments in my life to that point? And a trip that I had taken to Ghana, I'd spent 8 weeks there as a textile buyer, and I was working in higher education at the University of Cape Coast. A trip that I had taken there kept coming up. It kept resonating that that's where I was happiest. And so I said, okay, what do I do with that though? That's great. And so one day I was in the store shopping for bedding. And I remember looking at the shelves and thinking, these things are nice. You know, you go shopping, you look at things like, this is nice, but it doesn't really speak to me. It doesn't reflect who I am. Mm-hmm. It doesn't give me any kind of sense of excitement or joy or cultural inspiration. And that was the light bulb moment. I said, Ghana kept coming up because I spent so much time there, not only learning about various African art pieces, whether it's textiles, baskets, wood masks, a tinker cloth, actually seeing how those items were made, but I was there purchasing the textiles for a museum client that I had at the time. So I really had to learn about, from beginning to end, how the materials are sourced, how the items are made, how they're sold in the marketplaces locally, how they should be priced to sell on a retail level. So I said, if I'm going to take this leap of faith after being laid off and forge my own path, it has to be something that is passion driven. And I truly have a passion for African art and decor and interiors, but also a passion for helping people see themselves at home. I think that's one of the most powerful ways that you can feel energized, alive, and safe, is by creating surroundings that create a sense of connection and reflect who you are.
I love it. I love it. Well said. So I wanted to talk about, I know that recently with your business, and maybe this isn't so recently, but you started not only having your products on your website, but you actually expanded also to Society 6. What made you want to make that move as well?
One of the things about African fabrics in particular, and any really art form that is made by many different people, but the same way, is that you do not own that art. So African print fabrics, for example, or Ankara fabric, Dutch wax, it goes by many names. It's been made for centuries. And a lot of the patterns have been made the exact same way, maybe a different color every few years, but the patterns are the same. No one necessarily owns those patterns. Unless you're, you know, a major fabric print house like Lisco or some of the other local textile companies in Ghana, you don't necessarily own the designs. You don't own the patterns. So what would happen is I would buy fabric in Ghana, create decor, pillows, and then see that same fabric made into a beautiful dress or by another company, or that same fabric and it's made into curtains or bedding, for example. And while it's all wonderful, as a business owner, you start to realize I need to differentiate myself. Otherwise, people will see it all as just the same. They won't know who, what product comes from who. So I started focusing more on designing original patterns in-house, African-inspired patterns, but designed in-house. And I turned to Society 6 because they're a great fulfillment partner in that I can now expand the scope of what my patterns appear on, whether it's a, you know, thermos, which is like one of my things, my go-to thermos every day, whether it's a coffee mug, whether it's a blanket. Now, not only does my product range expand, but also there's now original patterns that are exclusive to Reflection Design. And another benefit, I now have a fulfillment partner. So now they're involved in actually the production of those products and the shipping of those products, which helps my business function overall a lot more efficiently.
And so this is interesting. I just did a talk this week with the director, the marketing director of Society 6, because I was talking about, you know, why do certain people, you know, even people like yourself who already have an established business, you know, what are really the benefits of it? And so she was saying something similar, but I wanted to get like, is that, was that the reason why you did it? I have it because there are certain things that you've had on your website and then they're gone. And I'm like, oh, I lost it. Like it's gone. So like now I have one of your trays. I have your butcher block top, you know, like I have certain things that I've loved that I just didn't buy in time, you know, that now I'm like, okay, well, now I've got this because it's mass produced. I'm able to get it much easier, which was always appealing to me. But it's interesting to get your take on it really from more of like a trademark and ownership, you know, of what it does for you.
Well, I like your point from the customer standpoint of, because it's mass produced, you're able to get it when you can. So that creates a better customer experience versus going to the shop, going to the website and looking for things and they're always sold out.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the catch 22 between sourcing things directly from the artisans versus having things mass produced. Because when you source them, yes, it's straight from the artisan's hands, but we might only get a small amount.
Yeah.
And when it's gone, it's gone. Now, for some people, they love the exclusivity. They love the fact that, you know, when Reflection Design drops new products, I know I need to go get it because they only get a small amount, and when it's gone, or at least it's gone for a few months.
Yeah.
Some people love the chase, the thrill of the chase.
The hunt.
Others, the hunt, right? Others, you know, for a variety of reasons, might not be able to get it right then and there. So there are things on Society 6 that, because it's mass produced, you can get it whenever it's best for you. And they have things that I don't carry, like the cutting boards that you mentioned that you have, the trays. So it's a win-win. There's things that I don't carry that I now can carry.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, you can get it at any time that you want to. Mm-hmm. But there are also things that complement the products and the items that are sourced. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice blend, and you get the best of both worlds, which is nice.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm like, I've got both, so I feel good. They all kind of work together.
Yeah.
They work nice for my dinner parties. I love using that cutting board when I like entertain, because like it's really great with the food and then the cream and the black like pattern together. It plays nicely in my house.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people use it as a charcuterie board. So they may just lay some things out on top, mm-hmm. put the pattern underneath.
Mm-hmm. It works good.
Yes.
I'm like, I'll be snapping some photos this spring, actually, to show it off. So let's talk about another thing that you've been working on, your home tour series about people of color called How We Live. What made you want to start this series?
Many years ago, and I'm sure you remember, there were a lot of home decor websites that were doing home tours of, very small spaces, large spaces, apartments, lofts, and they were all beautiful home tours. But I noticed that there were very few home tours with people in them that looked like me.
Yeah.
And it made me wonder, you know, why? But secondly, it raised the question, you know, how do we live?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Is it different? Is, you know, and so I wanted to explore that further. Mm-hmm. Because again, it speaks to my passion of telling our stories through the items in our home.
Mm.
Whether it's a, you know, a quilt from your grandmother or a cigar box from your uncle, or, you know, something like that. And so I decided, what better way than to create a home tour series that focuses on people across the African diaspora.
Yeah.
So not only are we seeing how we live, you know, with people here, Black people in the US, but everywhere, because there's going to be differences. And that's what's so interesting and so exciting, that even within our culture, there are so many unique aspects, so many differences. But yet there's things that tie us all together as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
So the tour, the home tour, it really focuses on having guests tell their story, mm-hmm. what's their design style, but also what are the key pieces in their home that reflect who they are. And I ask them to offer advice for people who are hesitant to incorporate African art or decor into their home. What's a piece of advice that you would give them? Because that's a lot of the feedback that I get. People are interested, but they're not quite sure.
Yeah, where does it go?
How to incorporate it, how it'll look with the other items already in their house. So it's beautiful photos, but there's also information and tips in the series as well.
Yeah, and I love that you did this series because I think, you know, I think you and I are both aligned that for me, I know my interest is always just trying to humanize the Black experience. You know, it's always like kind of like if you're Black or a person of color, even in the interior design world, it almost feels like so many times we're left out of the story, like we're left out of the narrative. Where you're like, these homes are beautiful. You're like, do we not own homes? Do we not exist? Do we not take up space? And so I feel like anytime, you know, when I meet somebody who, like, you feel the same way. And then not only do you feel the same way, you take action towards like showing like, this is how we live. This is our lives. These are our experiences. I always love that. Like I told my, you know, my husband, like, I want to get a poster that says, Black joy is a revolution, because I feel like that's what I'm always trying to fight for, of not just showing that we're here, but that we're here and we're happy and we're living and we're thriving. Because after a while, you know, you can kind of like watch yourself on the news or, you know, from other people, and you just start to feel like my existence is, it's either not here or it's just painful. Versus like, I am here and it's really beautiful and I have amazing interiors and I love to cook and I'm existing and there's all these really beautiful moments in it. And I've enjoyed even the people that you've had on your series. Like I didn't know who David Qualaris was until after going through yours. And now I love David. Like, he's such a personality.
He's the best.
But you always just find different people, which I really like too. I'm like, oh, I don't know who this person is or that. And so it's been really nice to kind of watch that series and just to get more of it, you know, hopefully in the future, you know, as that continues to grow.
It's about the discovery. Mm-hmm. We're discovering each other. We're discovering more about ourselves. We are, you know, being reminded of who we are, the real who we are, the politicized, you know, negative, but the real who we are at our core, which is human beings.
Yeah, right. It's just the basics. You know? Just
the basics. And it's sad that we have to say that, but it's like, yeah, remember that part?
Yeah.
Human beings. So that means we like to do human things, like entertain, like decorate, like listen to new music, try new foods even. Dance.
Wow.
What? Yes. Read a book. How about that? Yes. We like to do that too. And so you almost have to rediscover who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the joy that comes from us innately. I mean, if you look back at history, no matter what we have faced, the joy always shines through.
Yes.
Joy in our people, whether it be through song, whether it be through dance, whether it be through science, whether it be through artistry, the joy in us as a people always shines through.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel right now is a time where people are reconnecting with that fact.
Yes.
You know, it's always been there and it always will be. We just have to rediscover it, reconnect to it.
Yeah, no, I do feel it too. Yeah.
Yeah. And the purpose of the How We Live blog series is to help people reconnect to that part of us, that joy, that how we manifest joy at home.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. I love that. So let's talk about, you know, how have you had to pivot with your business? You know, a lot of your vendors are really overseas. You know, there's so many shipping delays. How have you remained successful in this new environment?
I had to take a deep breath on that.
I know, Mike, I know people can't see it, but she's taking a deep breath, smiling in.
the woo-saw of it all. I've had to be very flexible, very nimble.
Yeah.
One of my best sellers, which are olive wood salad bowls that are hand carved in Kenya. The artisans flat out told me we don't have any access to the wood anymore because of travel restrictions.
Yeah.
We can't, we have a very limited amount and we have no idea when we'll be able to get access to the materials again.
Hmm.
So you learn very early as a business owner, you cannot have a yes, no, this or that mentality. You have to think of in terms of and instead of, you know, you have to kind of think of with those, leading with those types of words, because when they say to you, we don't have access to the materials.
Right, what are you gonna do?
My response has to be, well, what can we do with the materials you have? What can you make with the amount of wood that you have access to? And so from there, we were able to pivot and we offered heart-shaped wood bowls that are about 4 to 5 inches, adorable, 4 to 5 inches wide and width and length. So smaller items.
Okay, okay.
Having to shift gears in that sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be able to offer something, you know, like a, you know, 13-inch bowl.
Yeah.
Solid bowl, but what can we do? So there's been a lot of that. If we can't do that, well, what can we do? And just being patient with the situation, knowing that things are out of their hands or out of my hands. But I still want to support them. I still want to purchase product, which is why I always lead with, well, what can we do? We can't do that. What can we do? So there's been a lot of that. There's been a lot of just taking a step back and thinking, what things can we do without? You know, sometimes these things happen for you in order for you to really take stock of what you have. What are the products that you carry? What are things that it's okay to just let them go? Once they're gone, what are things that you definitely want to bring back? But if you do, how might it be slightly different this time around? And being communicative with your customers, letting them know, we're going to have to take pre-orders now.
Yeah, to get
in a position to just order massive amounts of things. We'll need to take pre-orders. If you guys really want this, if I hit this amount, I'll let them know so they can begin making the items. If not, we may have to revisit this item in a few months. So just, again, how can we create a situation where the artisans are still a part of the process, the customers are still a part of the process, and I'm still able to offer quality items that people will love having in their homes.
Yeah, and I do feel like, Anitra, what you're going through is what I think most of us are going through. I mean, as an interior designer, it's sort of the same kind of discussions now, where it's not just, we're going to get the room done like that. I mean, I've been able to do it in some cases, but most cases it's like, no, I just can't do that anymore, and really having to have those conversations. And then just finding different things in your wheelhouse, and then going back at your floor plan and going, do we need all of these items? You know, what do we have that's existing? How can we dig more into vintage? But trying to give people the best service you can, but realizing things are very different. And I've even noticed companies now too, much more with pre-sales. Like, I was looking at a bathing suit recently from a new company, and everything is, you know, if you want it, like, then we're going to make it. It's not that these are just here and they're going to just be here all the time. I just feel like we're going through a whole new shift in how we do business. And right now it feels like a lot of growing pains, but it's certainly much more efficient, much more sustainable, you know, down the road. But I think like right now it's a big change for us. Americans don't work this way. We get what we want right away.
No, I think that's been one of the most challenging aspects is, from some businesses, they can still get what they want when they want it.
Yeah.
And from other businesses, there may be, you may have to order pre-sale, or it may take a little long. You may have to wait a little longer for your item to ship. So as the customer, you're thinking, well, if I can get it when I want over here, why can't I do that across the board?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand. They can get it every time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot more behind the scenes as to why they can get whatever that is, whatever you want it, whenever you want to get it. There's a lot more to that. And because things have changed, you know, a lot of businesses just don't have the money, or they are reluctant, or even they just want to work in a smarter way in terms of how much money they tie up into inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we could talk about this.
I don't know how many ands I can do.
You know, it's like a lot of ands. And
this is a large, we'll leave it at, this is a global issue.
Yeah, it's a multi-pronged situation.
And we're working on it, and we're pivoting, and we're finding the new ways to stay in business. So before we get to the interior design game, I want to know, you know, what really keeps you going? What keeps you still doing Reflection Designs after all this time?
I think going back to the moment when I was laid off, it was such a wake-up call to the fact that, at least for me personally, working for someone else is a very uncertain proposition.
Mm.
The only person that I can rely on truly is myself.
Yeah.
And so I have to set up a life that enables me to share the things I'm passionate about. You know, as I said earlier, African art, decor, telling our stories. But setting a life up in a way that allows me to do that, but also in a way that I can be the master of my fate, the master of my destiny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can collaborate with whomever I want. We can create amazing things together that help people do amazing things. And all of that is tied to freedom, which is the main reason why I became an entrepreneur, is freedom. It is not an easy path, as you well know, but it is the path that ensures my freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
And if through my freedom, I can help other people, then that's what keeps me going every day.
I love it. All right, so we're going to switch gears. We are going to do a game that I have not done on the show before called This or That. So Anitra has a couple of images, and they're all from Pinterest. They're all about African decor and African interiors. I'll have links on the website. When you listen to this, you may want to actually pull this up so you can see what we're talking about. But I wanted to get Anitra's take on which one of these, with the way they're styled, would really work for her. So we're going to start with the first This or That, and it is two photos of two different bedrooms. So we're going to first start with the two different bedrooms. And so we have that one bedroom with kind of that clay and charcoal look with that beautiful round gold dome. And then the other one was definitely more earth tones with that black juju hat. Which one would you prefer?
I'm going to go with this. I love the wood tones. There's a beautiful wood door in that image. That is, my eye went immediately to that door. I love natural wood floors, any natural wood elements in the room. I also love the artwork above the bed. And there's lots of plants. So I'm going to go with that one. The other one with the juju hat, and it has a gorgeous mud cloth piece on the bed. I like that, but it's a little cold.
Mm.
I love warm tones, warm colors, warm spaces. So I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought you were going to go with that, but you went with this. Okay, so then our next one that we're going to go to. So this is, again, all of the African bowls hung up on these beautiful wall stories. One is this, lots of color kind of being pulled in, and that is definitely more neutral earth tones. Which one appeals to you?
I'm going to have to go with this again.
You surprised me again.
It's colorful. I love color. Okay. One of these days I'm going to start sharing more photos of my home, but once I do,
step at a time.
Once I do, you'll see that there, I'm not afraid of color. And I have to give a shout out to Beth Diana Smith, the interior designer, because this is actually a space that she designed. And there are two of my fans up on the wall.
Oh, I love it. Perfect. So just Pinterest, it all just made sense. The funny thing is there was another
not
photo.
Not biased. Yeah, not biased at all. But I love the room that she did because it's so colorful.
So let's go to the third slide. So this one may be tough because they're both really neutral. So this is really just graphic, black and white. The other is really more earth tones. Where would you land in any of this?
I wish I could take one element from this photo and put it in, like redesign the space. I'm gonna go with my first thought, and that is that photo. Mm.
Okay.
It has the beautiful woven ottomans.
Mm-hmm.
I love natural textures, the Kuba cloth pillows. And again, it's very warm.
Okay.
But the art piece in this photo is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with that art piece, but I'm going to go with that.
Okay. So then we're going to go to two different African lighting styles. And I wanted to know, where would you go? I'm kind of torn because I do love both of these.
I'm so torn.
I know. I could see using both of them
in
different ways.
You're making this hard. Yeah, you're making this really hard, Angela.
You're like, I just want both.
The other two was like, oh, yeah, that, this. But the lighting fixtures, oh. Can I choose both?
Let's just do both. This is, again, we've never done this game before. We're just trying out. I'm seeing how this flows. And then the last one, I knew you would love these fabrics in general, but I just wanted to know maybe the shapes of the chairs, which one appeals to you more?
This is tough too, because it really depends on what space is going in.
Yes, I agree.
What kind of room is it going in?
Let's imagine it's your living room. Imagine it's your
house.
Okay,
my living room?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm going to say this.
Okay. All right.
Let's see this. The blinds are very modern. The shapes of the chair are very modern. And I like infusing, which is why I said Reflection Design is an Afro-modern brand. I like the fusion of modern aesthetics with African patterns.
All right, Anitra. I'm probably going to have to put this game up on Instagram. I think some people might want to play this over the weekend, talking about what we did, see what their thoughts are on it. Well, thank you so much.
This is fun.
That is our interview. What is the best way for people to connect with you?
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Reflection Design. You can also find me online at reflectiondesign.com. That's reflection with a K, not a C.
Mm-hmm. All right, Anitra, that's it. Thank you so much and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Angela. You too.
Well, I hope you really enjoyed our conversation. You've got to check out the Shoppable Mood Board. I was really inspired by Anitra and her collection of things that she has. And I don't know about you, I'm in Connecticut. I am in desperate need of a vacation, warm weather, visualizing the beach in my head. So I kind of went there in my headspace this time around when I designed the mood board. And she just has some really cool pieces that I think would be fantastic for your next break, your next vacation, whenever that is on the horizon for you. So definitely be sure to check out the Shoppable mood board this time around. As well, this week's interior design game is a little bit difficult if you can't see what this or that is. So be sure to go to angelabelt.com/themoodboardpodcast. Check all of that out as well. Thank you again, everybody who's been listening, subscribing, sharing with your friends and family. As I said, the momentum has been awesome. And we just want to keep it going this month. So I really appreciate you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.